Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, even your mortal enemies about all this. Something's going on tonight. Something's going on in the world. This is a global epidemic that is affecting all of us, every single each and one. We are all affected by this. It's a global epidemic. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. On the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, speak up. Let them know you're here. He did it again. All right, it's 7 o'clock here on the program. We invite you to call in, tune in, let us know what you're thinking. What are you feeling? All right. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Call's open. Lines are open. Come on. Please, let us know what you're thinking. All right. Now, let me start from the beginning. I basically was an inhabitant of McKinleyville, California. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. All right? Now, I was personally fine getting by in life. Now, I've been all over. At least now I have. But before that, I spent my whole life in McKinleyville. I felt McKinleyville had everything there was to have. We had it all there, you know. There are trails you could hike, go horseback riding on, ride your bike on. It's Northern California, so it snows there. You can snow, ski, sled, snowboard. But we also have a beach, so you can boogie board, surf, windsail, parasail, all that noise. You can do all that in McKinleyville. I was planning on basically just dying there, spending my life there. You understand. I've been all over the globe, really, at this point, but I got to tell you something. I never thought anything was better than McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. It's kind of a cowboy town, too. It's special. I tell you that much. I mean it. Now, I had done everything there was to do there. I spent most of my life, I didn't really try for any athletics or academics or any of that noise. I was mostly just interested in getting by, being able to stay in McKinleyville. It just seems so beautiful, you know? I want to sit back there and groove, coast on life, do it all. I mean that. I wanted to do everything there was to do there, and I had. I want to keep on doing it. I thought, when I'm an adult, I'll get any job. I'll do whatever. I just want to sit back, stop, and smell the roses. Enjoy the beauty, everything this town has to offer. And I did. My whole life I was coasting by. Everybody, we all knew each other in town, whatever. We tried to get involved, whatever. Had everything there was to have. Anyway, what happened really at one point, I remember, was I finally passed high school. And now I got the world. This is the time when it's crunch time. It's time to make money, some money, have an important job, profession, and all that. Now, really, I was basically just without means. I thought I could just do the bare minimum and sit back and enjoy life. But alas, the world has kind of changed. The little people don't matter so much. Everyone's thinking bigger. Anywho, the point is, there I was, basically just getting by, whatever. I was still living with my parents. You know, there was a time when that was the worst thing there is. It's not so bad anymore because nowadays the economy is bad all over. You know? Truth is, well, honestly, more and more people are on the streets. It's hard to get your own place. It's hard to maintain it. And even if you have for a little while in your twilight years, there's not necessarily something waiting for you at Journey's End, things are bad now. Now, there I was. There I was basically just getting by. I was living with my parents, and I did a blog talk radio show just like this one. I was doing the radio. I was the kind of guy who I wasn't really, you know, I'm known as DJ Butterfly Feces. I wasn't really just spinning discs or just phoning in news, weather, and traffic in dulcet tones. I was the kind of guy who believed that the radio should be used personally to do something important, something special. It shouldn't just be about spinning discs. We should be doing stuff. There was a time before TV came along, radio was doing everything TV does. But then TV started doing radio was us with picture, and then the radio was homogenized into talk shows and spinning records. I was an important person. Tell you one thing. I was messed up. I was basically just a guy who I thought, okay, I'm going to take any job, any place to live. But there weren't places that were available or jobs available in McKinleyville. They're hard to find anywhere nowadays. But the problem is, this is most former. People loved it so much in McKinleyville, they stayed there. They wanted to stay there, so there wasn't really a lot of vacancies and whatever. I sat by on the sidelines about as long as I possibly could. I just sat there thinking, what am I going to do with my future? How am I going to get by? And then what happened was I honest to God remember, I just suddenly realized there was nothing for me. I was doomed. Might as well just stay here in my parents' house and waste away. What am I going to do when they die? You know? What do I do? Anywho, there I was, I remember. Years had passed. I tried to explain to my father, no jobs out there. There's no places, no vacancies. And then he explained it to me. He told me. He said, sometimes people have to leave town. They have to leave the state even to go find some place where there is work, where there is a place to stay that's affordable. I know I love there in McKinleyville, but maybe I need to do the same thing. You understand. I thought about that. Finally, at the end of the year, at the end of 2015, around the holidays, my father told me he wanted me out. And this is not because, you know, he basically wanted more time personally to spend with my mother and all that. My parents didn't personally want their time together. They, you know, some parents want the kids to go so they can just be together, whatever. My parents weren't thinking about that. See, they were... Well, my parents didn't really enjoy each other's company. I think they got married because they didn't have any other options. And they stayed together for the same reason. They didn't have anybody to have the energy to go out there and find somebody else. They didn't have the energy. They didn't have the resources. They didn't have the means. They let me stay as long as they could because, well, they say it's because of, you know, I was their son. But I think it's otherwise they have to talk to each other. I mean, dang. But that doesn't mean they wanted to keep me around as a bumper forever. My father told me he wanted me to go. Where was I going to go, I thought. I never had a real job. The closest thing I had was before I had a blog talk radio show just like this one. I was on the radio for a while. I never understood how this thing worked. I never understood how people, you know, listened in. You understand how people listen in to the radio on your car or on your alarm clock. You know, you understand all that, whatever. But how do you listen to blog internet radio? Suppose you just tune in and just listen to whatever happens. There it was. Organic, are you there? Anywho, what happened was there I was basically out on my own. I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. And I walked out of the house. And all I could think about is, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? Am I just going to just die? When I first got kicked out, at first in a way I thought it didn't seem real. It didn't feel real. I thought that things would just, I don't know, eventually pick up. That things would eventually work out. When you're first kicked out of the house, it doesn't quite seem, it doesn't quite resonate until you actually start spending some time on the street and all that. And I was afraid that was going to happen to me. I mean, dang. I was out of my house. I walked by the creek where the trail is, where the waterfall is and all that. That's right, we didn't have a waterfall in McKinleyville. And then I personally happened that when I got to the end of the trail, I've been down this trail so many times, I told you, I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. There was a group of people there. People I didn't recognize. Thought I knew everybody in town. But the truth is, there was basically, a whole group. One of them was Organic OK. He was there. I'm telling you, he was there. And I asked what their story was, where they came from. And they told me, Organic told me his whole story. He sat down there, this big guy, and he told me their whole expedition, how they were going out all over the world. Picking up trash and helping the homeless. They were doing all that noise. It was something. It was really something. And they told me how Organic said he was financing this whole trip going everywhere, picking up garbage and helping get the homeless off the streets. Was he telling the truth? I don't know. I remember thinking, I didn't know then. I remember thinking, that's something. Then I told him my plight, how I've been staying in this whole town for so long, living with my family, couldn't find a job, and I couldn't find my own place, couldn't afford nothing. There was a time when it was easy to acquire. Things have gotten bad now. Then I asked, well, what would you do? And then he asked me, you want to join us? Why don't you come with me, man? Why don't you join us? I'll take you on. You can travel with us and whatever. I was in shock. I was ecstatic. I thought, yes, thank you, God. I've been discovered. I got picked up. He basically had sworn me, and he gave me the moniker DJ Butterfly Feces because he said I shouldn't be using my real name. I needed a moniker doing all this and whatever. We stayed up the rest of the night talking and whatever. They shared their food with me. And first thing in the morning, we got on a plane and headed to Vicenza, Italy. I mean, I had never even left town. But to leave the state, leave the country, dang. Dang. Now, there I was. There I was in Vicenza, Italy, and there I was picking up garbage, trash and whatever, and I didn't really speak the language, but there were a few people who basically did speak English. We were there for basically New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, all the fireworks that were in the sky, and the food, the cuisine was just incredible. It's a very beautiful, artsy kind of town or whatever, but the cuisine is just amazing. I got to eat there. I actually wanted to share this basically with other people. Italian fodder. We basically were just having trouble getting by. Yeah. All right. There it was. We were doing it. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, 7:15 here on the dot, on Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. It's also brought to you by Maya Harrison. Well, okay, it's not brought to you by her. No, it ain't. But she's a musician who's going around the world traveling just like we are, and she's singing and doing all this and all that, whatever. In our last show, we were in Houston, Texas. Honestly, it was a nice little town, not what I was expecting. Because once again, you spend too much time in one city, you tend to have a stereotypical view of the rest of the world. That's the thing. Where were we now? We were in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, a land down under. Now, I had heard things about Australia. I had heard things, big things. I basically heard it was a rugged, dangerous country. A lot of dangerous, poisonous animals and whatever all around. It was not what you would call safe. But they really had a first world kind of thriving city there. There was something special about Australia. They had something. It was gorgeous. We didn't happen to go to any major, basically, landmarks or whatever, but I'll tell you one thing. It did have a majesty to it. Not as much garbage to pick up, but once again, there was. As I was picking up the garbage, I remember basically thinking to myself, and I wanted to say this to Organic, I want to call my parents. I want to see how they're doing. What's going on with them? What's going on with my parents? You know? I want to know. Well, he said, dude, you can find that out later, okay? Maybe we're back in the States there or whatever, okay? Look, this is important. It's important. It's a long-distance call. We'll be focusing on helping these people. Stop thinking, got to stop. I don't want to stop everything to do your usual blah, 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 all right? All right, now come on. Help pick up. Sure enough, I went back to picking up garbage. I looked around at Melbourne, Australia. I want to stay here for a while. I want to see really what this place is about. I know it's known for being a very, once again, a dangerous kind of terrain, like all those animals. It's very hot here. There's like a hole above the ozone layer. There are all these animals that are very dangerous and whatever. But dang it, there was something about the city. I just wanted to stick around. And as I picked up more and more and more garbage, I looked around for marsupials, you know, kangaroos and koalas and whatnot. I didn't really see any. I thought, a lot of the cities we go to are kind of similar in a way. I need to stop basing everything on broad stereotypes and whatnot. Sure enough, basically, when it came time to actually helping a homeless person, someone homeless down the streets, I'll tell you one thing. I felt without means. I felt personally, what can we offer them? I said, you have a beautiful city here. But dang it all, straight to you know where. Shouldn't there basically be places, shouldn't there be some kind of way to make sure no more people wound up on the street? The guy said to me, he said, look, mate, there's only so many people, there's too many people in the world. There's not enough food to feed half of them. There's not enough, basically, shelter for them. If they basically try to create enough, then, well, they would basically, there'd just be this whole entire overflow, this overlap. Too many people in general. There's not enough of everything. Some has to thin out the herd so it doesn't get too big. Man, I thought about that. I thought about, if that's true, why are we doing this? Why? I mean, if something has to make sure there aren't too many people in the world. Something has to thin out the herd. But I thought, look, the world is a rich, big, vast place. I've said this before. Look at Nevada. The place is mostly one big desert. Yet they built the biggest tourist trap there is there with their legalized gambling and all that. And you know what? If they can do that, if they can honestly do it, there, they can build civilization and they can build it anywhere. They just need to basically bring in resources like running water and food and whatnot. We need to build more of these places so people have a place to stay and whatever. We should build more homes for people, but it ain't enough. What they really need are jobs, like the money to provide for the place, to keep that going. That is a thing. But I wonder how we're going to start. How can we make it happen? Man, I was just basically longing for the romances that I had on the street. No, it's true. When we were out there, I met some people. We got romantically involved. The point I'm making is that I miss that. I really miss that. I love to love. I want to be in love. I want to basically meet somebody again. Even Organic told me, no, dude, you don't want to meet love. You don't want to fall in love. You don't want to. You don't want to. I mean, here's the thing. If you fall in love with somebody here, it's going to be hell when you got to break it off and come back on in this. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to stop doing this and stay here on the street with her? You can both be homeless together. I know that a lot of couples, they meet on the street. They forge something together while they're on the street. They do that. But it's really a hard life. They're just going to die together very soon. You don't want this. I realized maybe he had a point. Besides, who would fall in love with me? I don't even have a place of my own to stay. I just stay with them. I go with them. I go with Organic and the gang. I do all this, and we're doing this crusade thing, but it's not like maybe if I brought her along, maybe she was part of this and all that. I thought about my family. I still resent my parents for what they did to me, but if they hadn't, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be taken care of in this and whatever. But seriously, what's going on with them? What are they doing? Hey, Organic, are you out there? I'm asking you specifically. You know. I don't know. I basically went some of the vagrants there in Melbourne, and I asked them what life here was like. They talk about how much they loved Australia, how much a lot of people come here, even from the States, to live here, because Australia, there is something special about it. That's something. Now, me personally, I was missing McKimmyville, California. I missed it. I was happy being out here on the road, but I guess, you know, maybe my parents didn't miss me, but I missed where I came from. I was homesick. I know I was doing something here. I was. I was doing something. But I still missed home. I still missed it there. I still missed everything about it. I know that, honestly, then basically Organic convinced me, dude, do some of the things that the Australians do. You know, when in Rome and all that. What Australia, do as the Australians do. All that noise. So I did. I went to a beach, and I saw that they were surfing just like we did it back home in McKinleyville. It was beautiful. It was so damn beautiful. I just walked by, picked garbage up off the beach, and just, I did that silly childish game where you try to tease the wave, you try to run away from it and whatever, and make sure it doesn't get wet you. I got wet a little bit myself. I like to think we're making things better, you know, just for a few people. Because in the end, the world society tries to collect all the people that they can make a nice little profit off of, people who are useful. And those who aren't are chucked out like anything else that doesn't work or is obsolete. It's like the video store. And I used to love it there. It used to be a special place. Going there to get a movie or whatever, that's gone. People beam and stream and download things to themselves. The world has surely changed. Dang. I happened to notice some kids who basically were playing in the surf and whatever, and I took a moment to think about when I was young and I did the same thing. I started thinking about all the times I spent in McKinleyville doing all this. I want to go over there and help them, make their experience more, you know. But dang, it shouldn't talk to strangers. Adults shouldn't. Somehow I know everybody's a stranger until you meet them. And even kids can't trust every kid they meet. Some kids are predators. Thought about trying to do something with the parents first, but I don't think that would work. I guess in a way I want to go back to a simpler time. I want to go back to when things were nice and sweet and naive and innocent. But even being a kid wasn't all sunshine and rainbows. I don't know. I looked around at Melbourne, and I said, I'm going to make this better. We convinced the homeless shelter to take in a couple. One guy didn't want to go because he didn't trust those places. Those places carry disease themselves because all the people going through there, and he's afraid his stuff would get stolen. Dang. Nowhere is safe, nowhere is perfect. I came across some beach bums, some vagrants who basically just cruise by the beach, whatever. They just lived there. They lived at the beach. They didn't have a beach house. They were vagrants who lived on the sand. Honestly, it was beautiful here. It was really beautiful. I looked around and I basically said, this is a town I want to stay in for a little while. I asked him again if we could stay just a little bit longer. He said, all right. Got a lot of work to do anyway. You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. And only him, because once again, Organic bailed on the dang show. Maybe I should have rescheduled, I don't know. All right. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. Remember, that's Kakuna from the microphone, blogs.com. And don't be afraid to get involved. Join the cause. The homelessness is a problem that is rampant, global, worldwide. It needs your help. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK. And when you get a chance, check out a singer named Maya Harrison. She's making kind of a name for herself, an importance. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for getting involved, for doing something for the cause. Thank you, and good night.